Well, according to the Miami Herald, Colombians in the United States voted against the peace deal, 63-38%. There are more than 1 million Colombians living in this country, most of them living in Florida, which is also home to more Cubans than any other state. They've been coming to the U.S. for decades to start a new life. But many Cuban Americans still feel invested in what happens in their home country, and support from them for normalizing relations between the U.S. and Cuba could speed up that process. Annika Klein from KJZZ reports.
Once again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is flight 387, now departing to Santa Clara, Cuba.
On August 31st, a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale to Santa Clara broke a half-century hiatus of commercial flight from the U.S. to Cuba. The rest of the routes roll out between now and December.
All the major airlines are flying to Cuba. Spirit got some routes, Frontier, Alaska, even some smaller players like Silver Airways.
Jeff Klee is CEO of CheapAir.com. He says there's been a huge pent-up demand from Cuban Americans for commercial flights, and soon it'll be a lot easier for them to travel back and forth. But Manuel Cias doesn't think he'll get on one of those planes anytime soon.
For me in this case, nothing has changed.
Cias came to Phoenix from Cuba 11 years ago with his wife and infant son. They were refugees, and he says the organization that resettled them gave him two options because Miami was too full.
They gave us like cold place and this hot place here. And we prefer the hot because we are from Cuba. I don't like the snow.
Now they run a restaurant and bakery.
It's not Miami food, it's Cuban food, because we came here straight from Cuba.
Cias says he could visit Cuba, but he's not jumping on the bandwagon right now because he doesn't think the Cuban government is really open to change.
It's a country that's been dominated by communism for 50 years, and I don't think they're going to give up their power and their authority.
And that's an opinion shared by many other Cuban Americans, even after the restoration of diplomatic ties between the U.S. and Cuba. A new poll released by Florida International University shows 41% of Cuban Americans in Miami believe that major political changes in Cuba will never occur.
And it's always a very pessimistic environment that we encounter.
Guillermo Grenier is one of the pollsters at FIU's Cuban Research Institute. The group has been doing the same survey of Miami-area Cuban Americans for 25 years, and Grenier says despite that lingering pessimism, there's a rising trend among Cuban Americans. 56% now favor re-engagement between the U.S. and the island.
There seems to be a widening recognition that normalization, if you want to call it that, or at least engagement, is what's going to be happening in the future.
A majority of Cuban Americans in Miami support expanding business relations between the countries. 74% support unrestricted travel by all Americans to Cuba. And 54% want to end the embargo. Grenier said that's the highest they've ever seen. Manuel Cias belongs to those majority opinions. He says he wants others to discover Cuba and connect with it.
Yo le recomiendo a todo el que quiera ir que vaya. En estos momentos se puede ir. Es un lugar muy seguro.
I would recommend that anybody who wants to go should go. In this moment, it's a very safe place. The government takes good care of the visitors because they are a good source of money. Maybe better than they take care of their own people who live there.
Grenier says the newer Cubans are to the U.S., the more positively they respond to increased travel and other engagement policies. And he thinks those opinions will make waves on the island, too, with more contact and connections.
The direction, the trend you'll see, I mean, you can bet on this, that if the Cuban government is going to survive, it will change, perhaps in measured steps, but the desire for change is now very real among the Cuban people.
It's clear Manuel Cias has held on to his personal connections to Cuba. He hand-makes the Cuban pastries and sandwiches in his restaurant every day. But he points out if he'd stayed, he probably wouldn't have the means to own his own business.
Thanks to this country, because I have my house, I have my cars, my business, so this is America.
And he's happy to be here. But with enough change, he says one day he hopes to take his son to Cuba to show him where their journey began. For Here and Now, I'm Annika Klein.